Dozens of downtown trees are on the chopping block as the city turns its eye to extensive revitalization work in the city's core. At last week's council meeting, Tim Lauer wondered whether there is any way to soften the blow, and he gained his peers' support for a staff report on the trees and tree management issues downtown. As part of the sidewalk rehabilitation project, city staff have identified 50 trees for removal out of the 119 downtown. Given our discussions on modeling the downtown renovation plan and a few other things, I thought it would be a good idea to have staff report on exactly what's going on there, conditions of the trees, and how they see us proceeding, he said. Two capital projects regarding the downtown streetscape were approved in 2024 budget, including $1.6 million for detailed design work on the downtown Aurelia streetscape project, as well as a separate sidewalk rehabilitation project brought forward as an interim measure. While Janet Lynn Durnford said she would like to protect as many trees downtown as we can, she also expressed concern about delaying revitalization work, with tree removal slated to begin by mid-August. I feel like staff have done the work here, and that this is moving forward, and would be afraid that the work, which we have already as a council approved to make the sidewalk safer, that would be delayed, and I have real concerns about that being delayed, she said. At the meeting, city staff said they would be happy to bring a report back to council. We are happy to prepare and bring it to council for consideration on the methodology that we've used to get to where we are, and then it will certainly form a good tool and conversation piece for the next steps with the downtown, said Roger Young, the city's general manager of Environment and Infrastructure Services. As we look at the rehabilitation, there are a number of big decisions we have to make in the remainder of those trees. When asked by Aurelia Matters, city staff said a number of the trees' roots have displaced portions of the sidewalk, creating unsafe surface conditions, since being planted in the 1980s. As a result, it will be necessary to remove a number of trees, including root systems, to replace the infrastructure, said Melissa Gowanlock, the city's manager of communications. This decision, though difficult, is necessary for the overall safety of pedestrians within the downtown and to maintain the integrity of our streetscape, she said. At this time, trees will not be immediately replanted. We are planning a comprehensive streetscape improvement project that will assess the best options for reintroducing greenery in a way that balances aesthetic appeal with environmental responsibility. Healthy trees that have not disrupted downtown sidewalks will remain in place at this time, Gowanlock said.